meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right. Next week, Insane Clown Posse's coming in here.
That'll take a little energy.
That's going to take some energy. Yeah. And Coldplay is going to be in here. It's a good band, very good band, that Coldplay. Carmen Electra is going to be in here. Tom Arnold is going to be in here as well. So lots of names, lots of energy. I'll tell you, you just take Insane Clown Posse, Carmen Electra, and Tom Arnold.
You could light the city up for a month.
There's a lot of, it's different energy, but there's a lot of energy. A lot of energy going there. So we'll look forward to that next week. Tonight, just me and my lover boy, Dr. Drew, and you, of course. Tabitha?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
My husband and I had anal sex about 5 days ago,
mm-hmm.
And since then, I've had a lot of bleeding.
Good time.
Ouch!
Uh-huh.
I'll just be walking around and start bleeding, and I don't know...
Nice.
What it could be or what to do.
Well, when you do those things, you can get hemorrhoids and you can get tears and you can get...
How do you get a hemorrhoid
fistulas?
From that?
Just irritating things.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've successfully done so, and bleeding is one of the complications. It's actually kind of serious, because that's a bleeding that can't really be stopped. Is it constant? Is it like dripping all the time or oozing all the time?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you actually, theoretically, that's a quasi-emergency. It's something that could become more brisk all of a sudden, and you might not even know it.
The ass is, it just strikes me that the anus, is fairly sensitive for something that's basically an S porthole.
Yeah, but S is soft. You're putting a...
I know, but I mean more spiritually than I mean
see.
Physiologically.
That I see.
You are this is basically the dumpster... This is the drain in the bottom of the dumpster, and it's like a Steinway.
Yeah.
It's just funny that something that its sole purpose is to pinch loaves. It's basically take 3 feet of Duke and turn it into six inchers. That's basically what its job is. Yet it's so sensitive. It's so easily thrown off balance.
It is indeed. And let me tell you something. Patients of mine that have hemorrhoid procedures and anal procedures will tell you that you never realized how much activity goes on down there and how much you rely on it. I mean, that thing is moving and rocking and jabbing. It's painful.
You're talking to the guy who had the carbuncle near his anus and threw him off.
How long?
Until it blew. About a week. I couldn't go to work.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible. I wasn't working. I was working as a boxing instructor, so I had to move a little bit, but I could barely walk.
Oh, my God.
No sympathy for the ass stuff, by the way, from the boss.
So it wasn't something just oozed out. It exploded. Came out under pressure.
It blew like, you ever see World War II movies where they launch a depth charge?
Yeah.
Looked like that.
In the water.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Tabitha?
Yes.
So
this needs to be checked out right away.
Well, can you see anything on the surface, or does it look like it's coming from the inside?
Inside.
This is why I have concerns about this procedure, the anal sex procedure, because it can really harm people.
Well, what
and,
now?
Maybe
what,
it was stimulated a colitis or something.
What could you do? What could you do that would cause spotty bleeding in there?
Tearing and ripping, that sort of thing. Or maybe there's what's called an arterial venous malformation that got sort of stirred up. There's things that can happen.
You know, the problem with the doctor is 99% of the time you go to the doc, they tell you to lay off it. You know what I mean? Like, no. It's that 1% is why you got to go. You know what I mean? You got to lie down on the table and spread the cheeks and have the guy put the miner's helmet on and go up the rectum. And at the end of the day, it's going to be...
Don't do this anymore.
Yeah, don't do it. That's the doctor's one. I always love that piece of advice from the doctors. You know, you busted the forearm on the dirt bike. No more dirt bike riding for a couple... Yeah, thanks, doc. That's a genius. You're saying I shouldn't enter the Mint 400 on the way out of here and stay off the thing that actually caused me the damage. Okay, let me write this down. What about bull riding? How about that?
Well,
ironically, it's always the thing you did. The thing you did to injure yourself, they tell you you got to stop doing that for a little while, which is great.
You could hang glide, but stop on mini bikes.
That's right. You took a spill on a dirt bike. That's right. You can ride a mechanical bull, but you can't do that. There's that one. I swear to Christ, I don't even bother. If I tore my ankle off and it was dangling just by one piece of leg hair, I would not go to the hospital. Because it's like... Keep it elevated. Keep those compresses on there. Say, no, don't play any basketball for whatever you did. And you know what I like to do one time? I'm going to go in there and tell them I did it doing something else so they can tell me not to do that. And then by technicality, I get to do it.
I guess what I'm saying is you're such a pussy, Adam. You go to the hospital with all these nominal injuries.
No,
you've never
I
seen
don't.
A real injury.
I don't. I won't even go anymore. Huh? Not worth it. Nick?
Oh. Yeah.
Nick, you're 20. You're 22. What's up?
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
Yeah, I just got married last month, and the woman I married is a virgin. I just wanted to ask Dr. Drew about how long can I expect for her to be feeling a lot of soreness after sex.
You've been married to her?
Just married.
A month now.
Hell, a
just
month,
married.
And she's still uncomfortable?
No, I mean, yeah, I know it sounds absurd, right?
Well, no, it means there's something else going on.
Really?
Yeah, like either she has anxiety or vaginismus or the infection or something.
Okay, she's on birth control.
On birth control. Why was she a virgin?
Religious reasons.
Was she ever abused in any way?
I put her on hold. Nick, any abuse?
No abuse at all. No, she's a cool girl. Perfect.
Right. Well, something suspicious here is just that she would still be having pain with intercourse a month later. That does not have anything to do with her... virgin status.
How many times have you had sex with her so far?
In the last month, probably about six.
Six times.
A little light for first time in her life.
Well, she's sore all the time, you know?
Is there an anatomical problem here?
I don't know. She complains I'm really big, but, I mean, I'm the first guy, so how does she... I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. I think you can see big. I think you see first. Like, I think the first guy that ever saw a whale thought it was big. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you can see, tell the difference between big and small. Even if you never saw it. I think if I saw, like...
It's
if
big
I,
for her.
I just mean if I never saw a penis in my life and I saw Dick Rambone.
Mm.
Big fan of his. Been bringing him up recently.
Who is he?
He's a porn star of, like... sort of Middle Eastern descent. And there's not too many Middle Eastern type guys. I don't know if Dick Rambone is... I don't know if
is
that's
that
his
translation?
Muslim name.
Yeah.
The yeah.
Muhammad Dick Rambone.
Dick Rambone. It means... yeah, it means something completely different in Arabic, Drew. Mm-hmm. It just happened to having to translate well into porn here. But I don't know. I know someone get on that computer and find me Dick Rambone. He was he's a swarthy type, but huge penis, you know. And like I said, when you name Dick Rambone, you got to have one. And I would have known his was big, even if I never saw one before.
Okay, good. That's good.
All right, so Nick, I don't know what he's got to do with his old lady.
They need to go chat with her gynecologist, see if there's something going on mechanically with her, maybe there's some exercise she can do, see what's going on.
Exercise?
Yeah, sometimes.
Huh? Yeah. Ashley?
Yeah?
Yeah. 14, what's up?
Nothing.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Adam's finger is poised precariously over the hold button, Ashley. Put it out there.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Alright.
Oh, boy.
That's enough.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll get back to her. Carrie?
Yep.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
I just wanted to tell Dr. Drew that I love the fact that he talked about the morning after pill a lot because I needed it about a month ago, and had I not been listening to Loveline all the time, I would have never known.
God bless you. In fact, I'm glad you brought it up because there was just a review article in, I think it was either Annals or New England Journal,
where they reviewed the mechanism of this pill. The overwhelming mechanism is suppression of ovulation. And they speculate that maybe there are some other things that happen as well, such as it changes the cervical mucus so the sperm don't get in as well, changes the transport, it changes a lot of things. The least likely thing it does is affect implantation. I mean, it's unbelievable. There it is. Boom. World's leading journal. Pow.
I'm sure we'll be getting an apology or a retraction, at least, from all the religious folks.
I've been saying this for how long to just read the science. This is a drug that suppresses ovulation. It doesn't allow a pregnancy.
Well, let me explain something, though, as I've said before. Religious folks aren't interested in science. If they were interested in science, they wouldn't have their crazy beliefs. The Jews with their crazy beards and their crazy chaos and all this nonsense, you know, these Christian scientists and the born-agains, there's not an ounce of science in their life. Are you high? They're anti-science. That's how they have retarded beliefs. It's like, listen, is the Easter Bunny, is that science? Is Santa, is that science? Is any of this science?
Well, but
of course these retards aren't into science.
They want to argue the science. And
they'd love to argue anything. They think the Earth's 150 years old. They don't know anything about science. That's the whole part. You can't be into science and a serious religious person. Doesn't work. You embrace science, it shoots holes in your religious theories, and now you're screwed. Uh-oh. Now you don't get to go anywhere when you die. All right, so forget about science. Thank you, Carrie. You see how it works? That's why I love these religious folks.
Anyway, thank you for taking advantage. And they were suggesting that in this article that it should just plain will be over-the-counter. That's it, like the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
I do have
Okay, but hold on a second. Now I'm angry.
No adverse effects ever from the pill used internationally.
Okay, let me say this. People, just the other night, they called. They want to know what my beef is with religion. Oh. This is my beef. You effers are screwing it up for the rest of us. There's no reason why the morning after pill should not just be an over-the-counter pill. There's no reason at all. And it is religious ideology that keeps it from that. Now, it's a combination between religious ideology and pussy politicians who are worried about the religious ideology and the folks that are going to vote them in. Please, who are you kidding, you politicians, showing up at church talking about Jesus all the time? Are you guys high? You're so busy effing your secretaries and raping the rainforest and shooting down alternative fuel sources. You're so high. You crazy, crazy hypocrites, you. Can't elect a guy who doesn't get seen going into church every five goddamn minutes, and then he's banging his secretary. Clinton going to church. What religion is Clinton? What religion is Clinton? The one that shoves cigars up the vaginas of interns? What religion is that? You hypocrite. You pussy hypocrite. Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding standing in front of the church up on the steps waving to everybody? Puss. But they're too big a puss to admit they're not really into it because they don't think they'll get voted into the office. They're too big a puss to go up against any religious people because they think they're going to lose the vote next year. So meanwhile, you got a bunch of teenagers getting pregnant. You got a bunch of technology that can't be used. It's insane. It's like we turn this whole goddamn country. It's like we're Amish all of a sudden because of religious people. We have technology that can be used. There's fetal research that can be done. There's morning after pills that can be used. But oh no, oh no, no, that's voodoo. No, that's playing God. No, that's dangerous. These are the same a-holes that thought if you went over 100 miles an hour 100 years ago, you'd explode. Listen, you retards, just stop it. You want to do your thing? Do your thing. Go in the church, draw the drapes, lock the door, and do your goddamn thing. Stop screwing up the rest of the world. Idiots. Morning after pill. Not safe? Not safe? Please, RU486, all this stuff. Give me a break. Why are we the only country that's puss enough not to do this stuff? Why, it's religion. Of course it is. It's religion and pussy politicians. Pee-whipped politicians. This make me sick.
So,
Clinton. What religion does Clinton claim to be? Just for kicks, it'd be fun to find out what that guy calls himself. I don't care that he does what he does to his interns. Well, I don't care that he does that. I just care that he's into the religious part of his life. He's sitting there, he's holding hands with like a Desmond Tutu and Al Sharpton, and he's bowing his head. Are you high? Is he kidding? How come no one says anything about this? Nobody says a word. Oh, morning after. Oh, Clinton. Oh, it's great. It's all fine. No, no. Well, the data's not in yet. We got to wait till the data comes. The data, my ass. Put this stuff out there. What are you people doing? We need to demand this stuff. It's ridiculous. Never heard a word about the morning after pill from anybody but this show. What's everyone doing? What's everyone doing? What all you people that do talk shows and radio shows, what are you pussies doing? I got to drop trowel. More traffic. News. Then the grave. That's your life? It's your life? What's wrong with you people? You don't want to do anything? You got a microphone? Traffic. Heine wine. The hell are you pussies doing? This is it. Idiots. Idiots. They got a microphone, they got a camera, and they got nothing. Stupid, crappy, dorky jokes. Stupid Rick Dees with his Heine wine jokes. You retards listening to him? Telling jokes some retard faxed in from Iowa that's 100 years old? Heine wine. Now let's go to noon. Weather. Traffic. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with everybody, Drew?
Only you are a genius. Everyone listen to Adam. But listen, let's do talk about the morning after pill for just 1 second here. This is just so people understand what it is, those have never heard of it. It's a birth control pill, just the same old pill you take the normal way, except if you're not on a pill and you have a problem, you had an accident, your condom broke, you can take a pill within 3 days. Actually, this article said you can take it within 5, actually. But 3, really, to have about a 70% probability of reducing the risk of pregnancy. It does this primarily, if not exclusively, by preventing the egg from being released. So the sperm never gets there. There's never a conception. There's never any issue about implantation because nothing ever is there to implant.
Go, baby.
That's what kills me.
Listen, religious folks don't like people having sex.
They don't like teenagers having sex. They don't like young people
Don't like anyone having sex without consequences.
Well, but here's the deal. This is the way we can eliminate abortion in this country, if nothing else, or at least certainly significantly reduce it.
I know, but
and
Drew.
And anyone who's against abortion should be 1,000% behind this goddamn pill.
Yes, Drew, these people are not against abortion. They're pro-telling people what to do.
Oh.
They're not anti-abortion. They're pro-telling people what to do and setting agenda. Of course. Yeah, of course it makes sense. You got this whole group that's dead set against abortion. Oh, you're killing babies. You're tearing lives out of wombs. This is horrible. We have to get rid of abortion at all costs. It's murder. All right? Here we go. We got this pill that can stop 80% of abortions. Oh, yeah, that's voodoo. We're not interested in that. Of course they're not interested in that. If you're really interested in getting away, let's just put
that's
it. Let me,
what
let me
do you want? Do you want
let
to
me,
help
right.
kids? Or you want
let,
to,
me get, let me put it this way. Forget about abortion. Forget about wombs and uteruses and women's rights and all that kind of stuff. Forget about human beings. Let's use a business as a model.
All right.
Let's just say you're a business and you're having difficulty with distribution.
Okay.
And that's all you do is complain about how you can't do this and how you got a big problem. And then someone comes around and says, oh, I got a solution to this, and you don't want to hear it.
No, somebody else has tried. All over the world, they're doing it.
Right.
And it works perfectly.
Can't have it.
You find some crazy, psychotic reason to find fault with it.
Of course. And why? You're not really interested in distributing your product at that point? No,
that's the point. You're not interested.
You're not interested. Yeah. You're not really interested in it.
No.
They're not really interested in stopping abortion. If they were, they'd be into the morning after pill. And they're not. They're hypocrites. It's just like the NRA. They're not really into rights. They're into guns. If they're into rights, they'd be supporting the guys who grow pot plants.
Right.
They're into guns, not rights. They say rights, and the abortion people say lives. Neither one of them's into either one of those things. Okay.
All right. Want to just say hi to Carrie, who triggered that whole tirade?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Carrie.
Adam, I love your rant.
You see what you did?
I'm sorry.
It's all your fault.
Hi, Bammy.
What's going on?
I cannot stop thinking about my ex-boyfriend. I mean, I don't have any feelings for him.
Hold on. Adam's got another rant coming.
Heine wine.
So, yes.
It's, you know, we broke up about a month ago. He decided it would be better for him to start sleeping with my best friend.
Hmm.
So, you know, I'm no longer friends with either one of them. And, it, you know, they both said that they don't want me anywhere near them, whatever, that's fine.
Why? You mean they cut you out of their life? You didn't just, wait, did you freak out on them or something?
Well, kind of. I mean, like, you know, how could you do this to me? You know, you're supposed to be my best friend of 18 years.
Right, but it's probably best that you just...
I have no intentions of ever talking to them again.
Absolutely, but I still find it bizarre that they had the temerity to come down on her.
Right.
Like, out with you.
They're acting like I'm the bad person here.
Oh, my God.
And it's like every time I see anything that reminds me of him or her, it just freaks me out.
Well, it's only been a month. You've got to do, it's a huge loss and a trauma at the same time. It's going to take a good 3-4 months to undo this one. You got to... focus on your life, take care of yourself carefully, do things that are good for you, start dating again, enjoy yourself a little bit. These were very, very bad choices. I'd be more concerned with why you make such bad choices in relationships.
Yeah.
All right there, baby. All right, look, but you can't reset the clock every time you go see them or think of them.
Think of them. They see things that remind her of them.
I mean, and it's like I have to drive by her apartment every day.
Listen. I had my old lady moved into my grandparents' house, for Christ's sake.
With her buddy on the motorcycle.
Start dating a guy who sees his motorcycle parked out front of my grandparents' house, for Christ's sake. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's tough all over, baby. I mean, not now. Now, I'm a millionaire. I'm fine. But back then, it was tough. It's hard.
Get out of Minnesota. Humans weren't meant to live in that climate.
It's a tough part of life. You got to go through it. Everyone listening is going to go through it, God willing.
Well, not this was a particularly egregious situation.
I know, but everybody has had their own form of that. Heartbreak, and it's as painful to each person as it is to the next. That wasn't very profound, but what I'm saying is you can't talk someone out of their own pain.
In fact, you and I, who had nothing nearly this traumatic, managed to
be devastated.
Lose a couple of years over it.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay. Nice. We'll take a little break.
That's health, Adam. That's mental health, I see.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's talk to Diana now. Diana, 22 years of age. What's up?
Okay, well... I had taken the morning after pill about maybe 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my boyfriend was telling me that the doctor would go and give me one pill. When I went to actually get the pill, it was a series of four pills. I took two pills at once, and then 8 hours later, I took another two pills.
That's the standard treatment.
And that's the standard treatment.
Yeah, and although we call it the morning after pill, it's actually it's a series. It's one, and then 8 or 12 hours later, another. And sometimes it's one pill, sometimes two, and sometimes four. So sometimes it's a total of 8 pills.
Oh, I see. So it could be a total of 8 pills.
Yeah, so you're fine. The two and two is actually the usual thing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Good times, all right?
All right.
Did they actually give you a morning after packet, or they just give you,
The
overall. They give you overall and tell you to take two and two, right?
Yeah. That's what they did.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Okay. All right, well, thanks.
All right.
All right, bye.
While they're... making the morning after pill available over the counter. Got to add crab shampoo to that.
Yes, that'd be nice. I actually have signed up to it. In California, you can do it now without a prescription. I've signed a couple of protocols and want to sign some more. I had a very bizarre experience. The pharmacy associations were kind of skittish about doing it. Let's sign up. Let's do it. Get it over with.
True. Whenever you have some people that are scared, who are they scared of? Why are they scared? It's religion. Again, this is why I don't like religion. You got pussy pharmacists that are scared to give this pill out. You have pussy politicians that are scared to get behind it.
How about Walmart? How about the pharmacist, the dumb-ass pharmacist who did not read the basic science about this pharmacologic agent at Walmart?
Walmart
I want an apology.
Walmart doesn't carry it or didn't carry it.
Because the pharmacist objected.
That's my point. Do you think that pharmacist is an atheist? No. He's Walmart, of all the people. I mean, they cater to hillbillies almost exclusively. This Walmart, like it's nothing but the Hatfields and the McCoys in there.
Well,
it's a white trash. Hillbillies go in there. They need this morning after pill more than any group.
Well,
because the hillbillies, you know,
yeah.
Part of the reason they're hillbillies is they're all pregnant at 14 and a half.
Well, thankfully, they sell guns.
That's right. That's right. They got priorities. They got their priorities straight. Michelle?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Hi. I'm having a problem with the hair loss.
Alrighty.
And around the time when it started happening, I did meth a couple times.
Twice?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Only twice?
Yeah.
You weren't smoking pot regularly?
Yeah, it's like on a weekend. Yeah.
All right, so you're doing enough stuff to make you have a reaction, so.
Really?
Yeah, different people react differently. It's possible. Mm. Were you on antibiotics or anything like that?
No.
No, the only substances you were taking were pot and speed, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're not pulling your hair or anything of that sort?
No.
You haven't been through like a car accident or anything like that?
No, nothing.
All right, but it's something that should be looked into. Is it sort of diffuse all over your scalp?
Yeah.
Okay. There are other things that can cause it, too, and so it ought to be checked out. Thyroid conditions, lupus, things like that, skin conditions. And, yeah, it could be the pot and the speed, but it could be something else.
You know, I was talking to this stripper who had a heart attack from doing meth in high school.
What? Oh, really?
Let me tell you something about the strippers and their stories. They're always...
They're hard to track. Usually,
they're
right?
hard to track, the strippers. And part of the reason, I mean, to be fair to the strippers when they tell me their stories, it's hard to concentrate when Cherry Pie is blaring in the background and I got that a-hole, blah, 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 hammer, that's coming to the same stage, I'll show you a pretty shit, blah, 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 and I'm drunk, you know. So it's hard to track the stories exactly. And they always seem to be rooted in some truth.
Hmm.
They're not just made out of thin air. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're distortions.
Like many of our callers, there's some pieces missing.
Yeah.
You know, like when we talk to girls about why their boyfriend's in jail?
Right.
There's little bits and pieces.
You only get part of the story.
Yeah, you're not sure how much they know either.
Mm-hmm.
This chick was saying, yeah, I had a heart attack in high school. I'm like, that's nice. That's nice. She said, I was doing... Now, here's the thing about everybody who does drugs. Every chick. A guy never says this. Chicks always say this. Chicks always who get started into drugs. How'd you get into speed? How'd you get into whatever?
Boyfriend got me
into it. No. Well, yeah. It's always some guy.
Yeah.
It's a guy, number one. But it's this, too. Well, I had to stay up late for a test, and I was really tired. I was going to run. And so my boyfriend said, here, take this.
Yeah.
Take this, or have one of these.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what is this? And he said, no, don't worry. Just take it. It'll be fine. And I took it, and I felt really good. Well, anyway, the next day, I don't know what's up with chicks, that they don't even know. They don't know what heroin is. They don't know what speed is. They don't know what every chick celebrity that ever gets hooked on everything, it's that same crappy publicist story, you know? And I was at a party, and my boyfriend at the time, and I was feeling really, you know, and he handed me this pill, and he said, this will make you feel better. We're talking about, like, women in their 20s, you know.
Yeah.
I always feel it's a line of BS. No one ever says, here's how I got hooked up. Here's how I got into meth. I went out and bought some meth, drew a line of it, and snorted up my nose. You know, there's always, like, some guy said it would make me feel better. So I
wonder if that's their perception of it, how they shroud their shame, or if they really, when it went down... If it went down somehow that way.
Look.
I mean, clearly...
How come it never happened this way to a dude? How come no guy ever tells you a story about, I was at a party and I was feeling kind of tired and I want to go home. My girlfriend said, take this pill. No. You'd be like, please, puss. What are you talking about? Every chick in the world who got strung out on something, though, especially if she's a celebrity.
They'll tell that story.
I didn't know. Especially the ones who then get in the BSers are getting an accident or something. It's all the publicist crap, but it's like, he handed me a pill, so I tell you, and he said it would make me, and then next thing you know, I didn't know where I was. It's always nonsense.
Well, I tell you a story I commonly get, which is, you know, this great guy, this great boyfriend, turned out he was a heroin addict. Who knew? Mm-hmm. So I started doing heroin with him. And then it's like, yeah, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's like when my girlfriend's on the rag, I'll shove a tampon up my ass every once in a while. You know, I see her with the tampon. I get a sympathetic anus. I want to know what it's like, you know? Yeah, sure. He's doing heroin. Sure, you start shooting smack. All makes sense. Well, this chick was telling me she had a heart attack, this stripper, in high school. And so here was the story, and here's the part that, and Drew, maybe you could shed some light on it. Mm. And here's the other thing, too. You don't want to poke, you don't want to turn into McGruff, the crime dog, all of a sudden start poking holes in their story.
In my book, I know you'll never read it, there's a heart attack story.
You want to anger him. But here's the deal. Her dealer ended up getting on some guy's, like, hit list. So they put something in his batch that was supposed to take him down.
Right.
Okay, right?
Okay.
He then gives the batch to her, and she does the bad batch that's meant to take the guy down. Now, you do enough speed, your heart can get arrhythmic, right?
Of
and you
course.
Can start sweating, and you can go into palpitations and have a heart attack. Right, you don't need a bad batch of speed.
No.
You just need a good batch
of
speed.
It's like this BS that's out there about ecstasy. Well, they say put something in the ecstasy. That's why the guy's psychotic. No, ecstasy does that. That's it.
Right. Don.
Yes.
You're 29.
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question about birth control.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 6 years, I've had an IUD, which I had removed actually about 6 months ago. For several reasons. One of them being it was giving me horrible cramps. Number two was my husband can feel it.
Okay.
And number three, I got like a bacterial infection.
All right.
And I started getting worried that I would end up accidentally getting some kind of irreversible, you know, condition. Something would go horribly
right.
wrong and I wouldn't be able
we
to
get
have
it.
Kids.
We
right.
get it.
Okay. Yes, okay.
So I started taking the pill, and my husband listens to this show. I used to listen when I was in that age group. He's still in the age group.
Huh.
He's only 24, so he listens to the show on a regular basis, and Dr. Drew has had a lot of negative things to say about the pill.
I say negative things about the birth control pill?
Well, as far as I'm bipolar.
No, here's what I say about the pill. Women on the pill have less ectopic pregnancies. They have less pelvic inflammatory disease. The risk of pregnancy is vastly greater than the risk of the birth control pill. That there's less ovarian cancer, less uterine cancer. That currently now it appears that being on the birth control pill has a net positive effect on health.
No, I believe that too. But I'm
what I talk about.
But all the smack you talk about.
Depression.
I do not talk about depression. Depression I talk about is with the Depo Provera shot.
Okay, well, then he's confused.
And I occasionally talk about it with the progestational low-dose birth control pills.
Hold on, Drew. I got to make this comment. And I don't want to make you feel bad, but we got a lot of dumb people listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how dumb people get stuff wrong constantly? Mm-hmm. They tend to transpose words and directions and things like that. Oftentimes you get the carbon of the actual picture. Do you know what I'm saying?
Negative.
You get 180 degrees. This is what I'm talking about. The no mayo means extra mayo society we're living in. You go out to a restaurant, you order no mayonnaise on your sandwich. The waitress is stupid. She heard the word mayonnaise and now you get extra mayonnaise. I believe you're doing more harm than good, Drew. I'm going to say it right now.
I'm going to just shut up. You got to start ranting like you.
I'm just saying, you sit there and go, birth control pill lowers the risk of ovarian cancer. And I swear to God, 80% of our listeners go, honey, Drew said it caused cancer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Hey, you know, buddy. I mean, I love you, but you know what I'm saying? Don?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, I'm talking about in conjunction with depression.
Right.
And I know the Depo Provera, that's where the reason I've always bypassed that one, because, you know, once they inject me, if it makes me flip out, there's nothing we can undo it with.
Yeah.
And I know there's some other little things like that Nuvo ring or something on the market.
Yeah.
After I started reading, I take orthotricycline. I started reading it. It has negative thing, negative conjunction with my depression, seizures.
Anything can upset a bipolar's chemistry, right? You're delicate that way.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the things that I would not worry about, I would not worry about your birth control pill.
Okay.
All right,
what
baby.
What about the seizures?
Don't worry about it. Make sure your medicines are, your levels are adjusted of your medication, and that's that.
What's up with you, baby?
I'm sorry?
Why do you care so much?
Why do I care so much?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand you have a condition, but you're also trying to make sure that it's at its peak all the time with your constant research.
Hey, you know what?
You need to let it go a little bit.
Well, no, you know what you should hook up with, Don? Ready to write something down?
Write something down?
Yeah, write this down.
Okay.
It's the National Depressive and Manic Depressive Association. They have a website called NDMDA.org.
NDMDA?
Yeah, the National Depressive and Manic Depressive Association.org. Okay. It's a patient advocacy group. You'll find lots of info there. You get your questions answered. That's a good place for you to hang out.
I'll tell you, it's depression. Because Don not only sounded, you know, bipolar and everything, but she sounded almost obsessed with her.
A lot of bipolars are. They sort of have to be their own...
practitioner?
Not practitioner, but the keeper of their condition. You know, they have to really, like, monitor and keep on top of it. And while it's like they're an athlete, you know, with
their diet.
Well, just it's something that needs constant supervision and management. They have to be the ones that monitor.
I know, but you know when people become almost obsessed with their condition, what the condition is, and then it really becomes their life?
I understand that, but with bipolars, it kind of works to be that way.
Yeah. She sounded it like she was just sleeping, and living bipolar.
Yeah, a lot of them get that way.
All right, I'm saying maybe that's not the greatest thing.
I understand. You're right. Except
thank you.
The ones
thank
that
you.
Are that way tend
thank
to do
you.
Pretty well.
Thank
so.
You. Oh no, thank you. Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191 and St. Clown Posse next week. Coldplay, Carmen Electra, Tom Arnold. Yeah, yeah. Drop Trowel. Yeah. Honey Wine. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking about that. I got Rick Dees in my head. Rick Dees is a horrible, horrible DJ. So it was really.
In Los Angeles.
I think he's syndicated, though, in like hundreds of markets.
Oh, really?
But it's really, I've never met the guy. I don't know what he's like personally, but it's what's wrong with radio. This is sort of the way I look. But I saw this big ad in one of the trade magazines where he was number one and this and that. But, you know, Cume, time spent listening, 18 to 46 Hispanics, whatever. Listen, I could spin us into number one in every single market we're in. Just give me a couple of minutes. Get the demo down, get the Cume down, get the age down, get the time spent listening thing. I'll work it out. Don't you worry. Just give me a scratch pad, Drew. We'll be number one in every single market we're in. You hear me?
Here you go.
Hey, Alex?
Hey, turn it down.
You're 17?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Hey.
I'm driving around Culver City right now, just around the corner. Want to know if you want to smoke a bowl with us.
Yeah, buddy. I'll be on the roof of the radio station.
Nah, honestly, seriously.
No.
Go on out there, Adam. Come on.
No.
Why
not? No.
Why?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because, first off, I don't believe in smoking marijuana.
Come on, Adam.
With goofball listeners. You're too young. You're 17. You shouldn't be smoking pot.
Why not?
You shouldn't.
My friend's 18. I'll be 18 in a month.
All right, you can smoke pot. You can smoke pot in a month. You going to college?
Yeah, for sure.
What college?
Oh, no, I'll be a senior. I'll figure out then.
Figure it out.
You haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. I'm guessing Stanford.
Nah, that's where my dad went. It's not for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm taking SAT classes this Saturday.
All right. You'll be fine then.
Yeah, but honestly, that's what I say. You just want to smoke a bowl? Yeah. I mean, honestly, you produce your show in our city, you know, Culver City Hospitality, that's all.
You live in Culver City?
Let him come and view the show anyway.
No, Drew, we can't be doing this. Are you kidding?
Man, all right, listen. You are such a Bogart. You're such the man.
Thank you for calling. We do appreciate it. Not really, but
Drew, I can't have every jackass to call the show, tell them to come on down. Drew does that all the time. Culver City. If I had a nickel for every arrow I drive through in this godforsaken town, I'd be a rich man right now. I don't like Culver City because it's home of the red arrow at every goddamn turn. Every turn in this place has a red goddamn arrow. And it's all full of you can't turn this ways and you can't turn that ways. What the hell's wrong with this town? It's one big rule and one big arrow. Drew, is there any town in Los Angeles that has more arrows in a square block?
No, and it's got crisscrossing streets all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Things come and cross major intersections, crisscross each other.
Yes. Here's what I do. And maybe I can be sued for this. I would encourage everyone listening to this show to drive through those red arrows. Now, make sure there's no oncoming traffic. But then treat it as if you're at a regular stoplight and you turn left when there's no cars. Why? Why do I have to rot in Culver City waiting to be carjacked when I can't see any goddamn headlights for 3 miles? Unsafe to turn left?
Untrustworthy, Adam. They can't trust you.
Here's the deal, everyone. Just start driving through them. I drive through them every day, every place, everywhere. And the day I get a ticket for it, fine. It's worth it. It's worth the 1,000 that I've driven through. Thousands. Culver City. One big goddamn arrow this place is. Place only. I'll tell you. All right. Don't get me going. Burbank's the only place worse than Culver City with those their cops and their traffic violence.
Vanessa?
Yes.
You're 23?
I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend's been in a couple porn videos.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
And we've just recently started having sex, and I kind of feel insecure about the fact that maybe he's not turned on by me, and maybe he's thinking about while he was doing the porn videos, maybe he was getting turned on.
How many videos did he do?
I think about 2 or 3, but I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
He hasn't been really clear on it, but I think it's been like 2.
Let me reinterpret that.
Okay.
You haven't wanted to know, and so you haven't had him clarify it.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, because he said a couple of few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe 100.
Yeah. You can do like 150 movies in 3 days in porn.
I hope not.
How long was he in the business?
This was just about, I would say, about 6 months ago.
How long was he in the business?
Not that long from what I understand. Like, I haven't really asked that many questions.
How long?
So.
How long was he in the business?
Maybe a year.
Oh, a year.
A year.
Mm-hmm.
So he averaged one movie every 6 months?
Well, I know his old boss, which his boss is in jail right now.
Tom Cruise does more movies than one every 6 months, for Christ's sake. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I'd say if he's in it for a year, he probably made a fair amount of these films. This is all he did for a year?
No. His boss also did some internet. He has some internet business, and he's now in jail for that internet fraud or something like that.
Okay. So he's out of the business now.
Right.
And he's into you.
Right.
And what are you worried about?
I don't know. I feel a little bit insecure about the whole fact that he's done those videos and things like that because, you know, I've seen porn before, and I've seen the girls that are on there, and I don't know.
You don't look like those girls, or you don't think you're attractive enough?
Well, I obviously am attractive enough for him to like me. It's just that I don't know if he's being turned on by me or if it's just that because being able to have sex in front of a camera crew and a bunch of people like that, you've got to be able to turn yourself on somehow, right?
Right.
I honestly could not. I couldn't do that.
All right. Well, now, wait a minute. So,
what's your story, though? What is this crazy tangential logic
what
she has?
Is. I know she's way up in her head about everything. The thing is that you have a sense that he's disingenuous. He's not available emotionally, and there's something
there's
something sort of false about your relationship with him physically. And somebody that's been in pornography, that says something about who that person is and what they've been through, and how they deal with their interpersonal lives and how they feel about being intimate. And I'm telling you what, yes, there's going to be some baggage there, mm-hmm. and you're going to feel it. but don't sit around and spin in your head about interpreting and blaming it. And okay. You know, you're way off course. you're way off course.
I don't even know what her logic is.
Her logic is, it's because he's with more beautiful women, and the reason he doesn't seem present is he has to concentrate so much to have sex now because he's done it in front of so many people so often.
Right.
I mean, is that crazy logic?
Well, and I don't want to be that way with me.
To be fair, it's not crazy. It's retarded. That he can have sex in front of four grips drinking a Pepsi. He has to concentrate more to have sex in the bedroom with you alone?
The point is he is not present, and she feels that.
All right, I understand that. Vanessa, what's up with you? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
I mean, you're so...
Why would you put up
like
with this? Why would you be so emotionally disconnected?
Well, he's a great guy. He really is a great guy.
Yeah, he's just not there.
All right. Yeah. There's some vibe you're getting off of him, and it's not a good one.
Possibly.
All right.
And then you're in massive, massive denial about that. Are you a child of an alcoholic?
What's that?
Are you a child of an alcoholic?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
All right, baby.
So this is about that.
How about some Al-Anon for you?
Some Al-Anon?
You're in massive denial. It's not funny. You're in massive denial, and you better start dealing with that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Go to Al-Anon.
Vanessa, I'm not coming from anywhere, but the truth. How did I know your dad was an alcoholic?
I don't know.
I just guess?
Yeah.
You're behaving like a classic child of an alcoholic.
Listen, I'll forget it. Vanessa, just go do what you're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to anyway.
All of you, just go do it. Just go do it. Just get it out of your system. Don't listen to anybody. Follow those instincts. Remember, those instincts are what got you where you are today. Living in Utah, making $9.75 an hour and dating an ex-porn star. You can't abandon those instincts, baby. That's your bread and butter. You're like a cat. You follow those. You get a sense. You're like Spider-Man. You know, see what I'm saying? That's what got you the gig working at the video store and dating the guy with the thong back tan line. You can't abandon that, Drew. Stick with it, everybody. Follow those instincts. The ones that got you all the bad roommates, the bad relationships, the crappy cars, the warrants, all the cleaning deposits you lost from your apartment buildings, your folks not talking to you, the ones that knocked up your old ladies, the ones that got some kids that not talking. Stick with those instincts. They've served you well. Don't listen to Drew. Stick with the instincts. Hey, yo, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Insane Clown Posse next week. Coldplay next week. Carmen Electra. Tom Arnold. Everybody's going to be in here. All right. Well, let's forge ahead with the show, Drew. What do you say there,
no,
Bucky?
I can't do the show anymore.
I show Drew car magazines. He gets excited. He doesn't even... Drew loves cars, but he won't buy any, even though he makes a lot of money, because he's too uptight. And he doesn't even allow himself to look at car magazines.
And only you pervert me.
I go out and get car magazines and bring them in here. And I make Drew look at all the new cars, and he gets all excited. But don't worry, he won't be buying any of them. Drew, you see those new cars are coming out in 2003?
None of them for me.
No.
Yeah.
You'll be thinking about buying them in like 2018, 2019.
Maybe.
Like 150,000 miles out. Yeah, Drew won't do anything. Bill?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question. I dated a girl back in high school, and after high school, we seemed to go our separate ways. Well, I ran into her about a year and a half ago in a club, and we got to talking, and one thing led to another, and we ended up hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on for a year and a half. She's married. I'm soon to be married. And I kind of hinted around to her that we need to break this off. And
was she your girlfriend in high school?
Yeah.
We
were kind of boyfriend-girlfriend, you know. It's more like sexual partners.
In high school, really? Had that set up in high school, huh?
Right.
Friends with benefits.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you hooked up at a club. Now, how long ago was this?
This was a year and a half ago.
Oh, now, is this before she was married?
No, she was married when I met her back then. at the club.
A year and a half ago, and you, what was your status?
I was single at the time.
Okay.
Jeez, it's like same time next year. Remember that movie?
Yeah. All right, Bill, so now you've been kind of keeping this thing going?
Yeah, but not as often as it was before I got with my fiance. Now that I'm with my fiance, I'm trying to cut her out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
She calls all the time. She's wanting to know why I don't call her back.
Right.
Basically, she's into things that I'm not really into.
What does that mean?
She likes to choke her.
Oh boy.
While we're having sex, pulling her hair.
So she's pretty crazy.
Stuff like that, and yeah. You know, I'm not into stuff like that.
This is somebody that could start sort of stalking you when you.
Right, and it, you know, and that's my impression on it. I believe she's starting to stalk me. She knows I'm about to be married, and
yeah.
I'm not sure what I need to do to get rid of her.
Well, it's tough because when you tell a crazy chick no, they really get into you.
Right, and she's having her friends call, and
what are her friends saying? It's choking time. Come on by.
No, they're just, you know, why won't you call her back? She really wants you to come over.
On your cell phone or?
Yeah, she don't have my house number.
All right, that's smart. Okay, Bill, here's what you need to do.
All right.
You need to. Basically, I'll tell you what gets rid of people.
No, change your cell phone.
Well, you know, it's just like attrition.
Yeah.
Two, you stop calling back. You stop. Do you pick up your cell?
No, I let it go to my voicemail.
You let it go to your voicemail. Just don't ever call her back.
Okay.
That's all you can
just,
do.
You know, people, even crazy people, run out of
steam.
They run out of steam.
But, you know, she could get kind of wacky on him. And if she does and starts, you know, mucking with the fiancé or God knows what, get a restraining order, keep bringing the force of God to bear on her. Things can get bad. These are the consequences for your actions. You've got involved with someone that's, you know, got issues and you sort of exploited her. She's not your girlfriend. She's used to being exploited, but when the exploitation ends, she feels a sense of abandonment and she'll act out on it.
Yeah,
and you maintain this in spite of developing another relationship, and this is a consequence for this.
You know how people are. I was just trying to think of an analogy, but it's like when you tell your kid he's got to stay in the room, and you shut the door, and the kid's going nuts and banging on the door and screaming and throwing a tantrum. If they picture you standing right outside the door, or if you open the door every 5 minutes and yell something and then shut it again and then open it every five and shut it again, they'll just keep going continuously.
Yeah.
They, even if you're standing right by the door,
right.
The kid has to think you're long down the hall and can't even hear them.
Right.
And that's when they stop. And with nutty people that are bothering you,
same.
You can't engage them. And if you can make it like 2 to 3 weeks with no engagement, I don't know what that time is, Drew, but it ain't even a month. When people try and try and try with nothing,
yeah,
no engagement. Now, you even pick up the phone and yell at them, you can't talk and hang up. No. That'll buy you another week or two.
Yeah,
you make it like 3 weeks with Drew just belching on the mic. He's now holding the mic to his ass. He's got a fart worked up. You make it 3 weeks with just zero.
Yeah,
then they lose it. Unless they're truly, truly certifiable, Mike.
Yeah. Sorry. Hello.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, my girlfriend, we've been going out for about 6 or 7 months, and we've had sex about 5 times, and 3 out of the 5 times she's fallen asleep.
Yeah, that's the ultimate compliment.
How long is this into it? How many minutes?
Probably like 5, not long into it.
That's why they call Mike the Sand Man.
That's very strange.
No, like, she never falls asleep. No, she's not narcoleptic or anything. And she always, like, when she wakes up, like, she sleeps all night. It's usually, like, we did it at night. And she always wakes up and she's, like, saying that she was just really tired and that nothing had to do with me.
Is she doing drugs or alcohol?
Well, she doesn't, but, like, every now and then I drink.
But so she's not loaded or anything, but she does.
I don't know why I'm thinking bogus on this one.
I don't know.
Where's he getting?
I'm just like, what could be the problem?
Where's he getting narcoleptic?
Why did you bring up narcolepsy?
He's like, because I know that's a sleeping disorder.
Mm.
And why did you say she's not narcoleptic?
Because I've asked her about it, and she said she isn't.
She been to the doctor?
I haven't with her, but...
Yeah. So, Are you offended that she's fallen asleep 3 out of 4 times you've had sex with her?
I don't know what to think. I mean, like, I believe her, but I'm not really sure.
You don't see her fall asleep?
She's got her doggy.
You fall asleep, she falls asleep, and then what happens? What do you do?
Finishes.
What do you?
Blowjob.
What do you do?
Anal.
I just lie down and go to sleep next to her.
It's a video camera.
I fall asleep pretty easily, too.
And so she, in the middle of a couple minutes in, all of a sudden you notice she's asleep?
Yeah.
You don't try to arouse her? You don't say, hey, wake up?
I try and get her to wake up, but she just doesn't.
All right, well, then that's a problem. She needs a medic.
I know it's a problem.
Hold on, Mike. You are on top of her with your penis in her.
Yeah.
Mid hump, and she dozes off.
Yep.
She needs a medical evaluation. That's not dozing off. That is becoming unconscious. That's syncope. That is something rather serious that needs to be dealt with. Maybe she has some sort of rhythm disturbance, or becomes she has a very, very slow heart rate and comes unconscious because of that.
What if you did a different position? You think she'd still fall asleep?
I don't know. I could try it. But how should I approach her for this? Like, I don't want to like make her feel bad or anything.
Yeah, I'm worried about you. Now I'm getting bogus all the way.
I got bogus from the beginning. I don't know why he has his ducks in line.
Yeah. Well, listen, go see. I'm worried about you. This thing, I would call the radio station. It's not falling asleep. Let's go see a doctor.
All right, Mike?
Yeah?
That's how you do it. You just go talk to her.
Okay.
But he's from Burbank.
Tell her you're worried.
Okay.
Tell her you're worried and...
don't jaywalk.
Tell her Drew said, oh, let me tell you something about jaywalking in Burbank.
I knew it'd get you going again, Adam.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me just say a couple quick things. Don't get me fired up. Burbank, one of the crappiest cop towns in the world. And I don't blame the cops themselves. Well, actually, I do to some degree. But it's obviously the city officials over at Burbank that are basically... Actually, if anyone is listening from the city of Burbank, why don't you change the name of your town to Rape Bank? Because the bank, the Burbank part... The bank part, you got right. You guys are dead nuts on with the bank part. You know the part where you pull people over for chicken-ass stuff constantly and get money from them? No bigger place than that than Burbank. And the bank, that's a perfect half of Burbank. But the Burr, that doesn't make sense. That's like, ooh, is it cold? Is it Raymond Burr? Doesn't make sense. Rape Bank, now you got the bank. And what you do to your citizens who drive and who walk. That would be perfect. So, Burbank, the city council, you guys listening? Rape Bank would be nice. Because, yes, this is the town. Everyone I know drives through Burbank. It's a chicken-ass ticket, by the way. This is the town, by the way, where I got the ticket for jaywalking. Except for, I was in the crosswalk. Yes. Yes, but...
What, did you step outside of it or something?
No. The problem was, is I stepped off the curb when the light was flashing. And even though I made it to the other side well before any traffic had come or the light changed, I made it to the other side so long before the light changed that the cop that gave me the ticket drove through the intersection the same way I was going after I was on the curb. Still wrote me the ticket. He wrote me the ticket, and I said to him while he was writing the ticket, really, are you really writing me a ticket for crossing in the crosswalk at the signal in the beautiful city of Rape Bank? I think I'm on to something here. Bank. You got the bank part, guys.
Sounds like it needs more like dry anal rape bank.
Dry anal rape bank is what we should change the city of Burbank to. And I said, it's a pretty city, too. It's lovely. If you like gray... burnt orange and tons and tons and tons of traffic cops riding chicken-ass tickets. It's your kind of town. And I said, I'm going to fight this ticket and win. And he said, be my guest. And he wrote it and handed it to me anyway. And then I took a day off work and I went down to sign up to fight it. And then I took another day and I went down there.
Why another day?
Well, you don't get to fight. You don't get your day in court. You got to take a day off to go down there. And then you got to take another day off to go fight it.
Oh,
but guess what? I won, everybody. And Drew, guess what I won? Nothing. I won, because I didn't have to give the city of Rape Bank $80. That's winning. It's great. These guys should open a casino. You lose, you get 22, we win. You get 21, you don't lose. Yeah, that's great. That's great, everybody. Yeah, Burbank, open a casino. Goddamn rapist. But you have a policeman's ball over there if you need money. Please. Make me sick.
Didn't you have
My dentist was telling me the other day that he's got an office over in Rape Bank. Huh. And he said that they were using a cop as a pedestrian to run back and forth across the street.
They did that in Pasadena, too.
Yeah, across the street where it wasn't at the crosswalk.
And see if people would stop.
And if you don't stop, even though the guy's not the not at the crosswalk, you get the ticket. The motorist gets a ticket. But here's what I want to say. And all towns give this ticket out. It's not just Rape Bank. Or the Rape Bank actually goes out and drums up business. Mm-hmm. That's, God bless them. God bless them. But here's the other thing, too. Evidently, no crime going on in this town other than rich people driving. But here's the thing. Either you give the ticket to the guy who's crossing the street, or you give it to the car that didn't stop. You can't give it to both.
Right.
It's you give the guy, the jaywalking, he gets a ticket, and the guy who's driving the car gets it. Which one is it? One, it can't both be legal. One of them, someone's at fault. Who's at fault? Who? If it's a guy who ran across the street, if it's his fault, he gets the ticket. Then don't give me the ticket for driving the car. I give it to both.
Didn't you have a problem with the judge too?
I probably got in trouble. I probably had a problem with the judge when I wanted to know what I was getting. I want to sue Rape Bank.
Did he respond well to that?
No, he didn't. I want to sue.
What did he say?
I don't remember what he said. It wasn't good. Wasn't good. I want to sue because I want to be compensated now, you pussies. Please. How dare you with all this nonsense. Burbank. Chicken-ass town. Drive me nuts. And listen, all you cops over there planning on beating the crap out of me next time you pull me out of the car in Rape Bank. I don't really blame you. It's the powers that be over there. Don't give me this crap about, we got problems with pedestrians. You got nothing. You got problems with pedestrians. You got problems with pedestrians crossing at the crosswalk at the signal.
How many people walk in Burbank?
I don't know. I'm just saying, enough. Enough with this. You cops, you do what we tell you to do. That's your goddamn job. You do what we want you to do. That's what you do.
Amy.
That's your job.
21.
Why should it be any other way than this?
What's up, Amy?
Drew, seriously, Rape Bank. Do you think it'll work?
Trianal Rape Bank.
Amy. Thank you. It'll be great.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's done. Go ahead.
Shut up. No, I'm not done. The beginning of the Jay Leno show can say, from beautiful Trianal Rape Bank in Southern California, it's Jay Leno. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if Trianal Rape Bank rolls off the tongue as well as Rape Bank does, Drew. You're right. All right, Amy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
When I put in a tampon and then when I take it out, it comes out, it's like I pull it out upside down. It's like, I don't know why that happens.
So it's like she's able to tie the cherry stem in a knot in her mouth.
Yeah, people can do that with the cigarette in their mouth, too. They plant it on their tongue, they bring it in, they spit it out again.
She can do that with her vagina.
Interesting. So how do you get it out if it gets spun around?
You just kind of have to pull it out.
So the string is up inside, right?
Yeah.
You just have to pull it out.
It's just in the nature of...
But you don't get to use a string, right?
No.
You just hook the finger.
Right. Well, I'm down with that. That sounds bizarre to me.
Quite a talent. You can imagine if people walk, the things can kind of flip around. You know what I mean? If the pressure's exerted.
Yeah,
what
do you think? You think it would do this if you didn't move?
No. No way.
You got to run in place. You got to do like flash dance kind of maniac kind of dance. What's up with you and the nose and the phone, Amy?
Huh?
Yes.
The what?
What's that crazy nostril sound in the phone?
I guess I'm a little nervous about calling.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. So here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Put it in upside down and let it flip back the right way.
Okay.
Put it in string first.
Okay.
Does it flip every single time?
Not every time.
How long do you have it in for, on average?
A couple hours.
2 hours.
Maybe you need to step up to the super absorbent size.
Is there
ones.
An overnight flippage?
That's normally what I use.
Is there an overnight flip? No.
I don't really pay attention sometimes at night, sometimes during the day. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to explain it.
Well,
you've done a good job so far.
It's an interesting anomaly. I've never had this before. You should go on the road with Jim Rowe's sideshow or something. It's like, all right, this one trick takes 32 hours, but it's worth it. Okay, she's put the tampon in. Everyone has witnessed this, right?
Yeah.
Put it in with the regular applicator. Put it in butt side first.
I think she ought to contact David Copperfield.
Dude, what are they?
What'd you think?
Drew, what is the name of the business end of the tampon or the applicator? They have like a butt and a strike side or
or string and the applicator. It's about all the parts.
There's no stock and barrel?
No. No, not that I'm aware of.
Seems like the barrel would be the end and the string would be the stock part.
Some of the barrel would be the applicator.
Yeah, that would be that. But the front of the tampon. I saw a commercial for they're making the maxi pads for the bigger gals now.
Oh.
That was a nice visual while I was eating. Some fat chick up there going, you know, they make these tampons, and then they make maxi pads with wings for size 3 and 4. Sorry, the average girl, size 16. Now for the husky, and I'm picturing just some moose with a bunch of discharge. And this thing's like the size... For wings, this thing's like a flying fortress.
Pterodactyl.
It's like a B-29 size wingspan on there, like Spruce Goose size maxi pad, super maxi pad. Yeah, for big fat guys. And there's nothing guys like to think about less than the crotch of fat chicks. Is there, Drew? No. Ricky?
Yes.
You're 21?
Hey, we gotta go to break.
Oh, we gotta go to break, Ricky.
Oh, okay.
How dare you interrupt the show when we have to go to break?
Sorry about that.
All right, well, hold on, all right?
All right.
You and your friends all had sex with the same girl one night.
Yeah.
Now she's pregnant.
Yeah.
All right, this is good, baby. Hang on. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Drew. Same clown posse in here tomorrow night, and Coldplay and Carmen Electra. I said tomorrow night, but I mean Sunday night, which really is the same as tomorrow night for us, Drew.
Yeah.
And Coldplay, Carmen Electra, Tom Arnold. All right. Where is we here, Drew?
This, remember Vanessa, the woman that was involved with the porn star?
Yeah. She called from Utah.
Right.
Said she was like 23, said her boyfriend was done a few porn movies.
Right.
Right. Now, Vanessa's boyfriend is calling in.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Really?
That's it.
Matt?
Yeah.
Are you Vanessa's boyfriend?
Yes, I am Vanessa's boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm gonna try to make sure it is Vanessa's boyfriend, okay? We talked to Vanessa off the air, and she told us her middle name. So tell me what her middle name is.
Ellis.
What?
Ellis.
No, that is not it.
Vanessa.
Okay.
Blank that out, by the way.
She didn't tell us her middle name. I just I said that to see if you'd freak out and hang up. Okay, Matt. So now, you did some porn movies.
Yes.
How many?
I did three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we boring you?
No.
Okay. Why are you calling?
Because, like, she, whenever, like, I'm with her, she always seems to be really worried that, like, she's not good enough for me or I don't think she's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, she's insecure that way.
Yeah.
Right. Do you love her?
Yes.
You do love her?
Yes.
Okay, this is a good question. And please turn down your radio or television or whatever's in the background there, Matt. We'll put you on hold for a second. How do you deal with this, Drew? Because you've had your share. Well, you married one of these women, but all women have strong elements of this kind of prove it. Or, you know, there's you telling them they're beautiful or you telling them this, you telling them anything, don't. It's never going to suffice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And showing it to them is pretty good. But there's also, to me, a sort of a... They almost have to be treated like kids in the sense where you have to support them when they're being good,
mm-hmm.
but not support them when they're being bad.
Right.
And do you know what I'm talking about?
So, I mean,
what do you do to... What do you do... What's your advice when somebody is perpetually feeling unpretty and not good enough for you?
Well, that's therapy time. I mean, that she's either sabotaging the relationship,
mm-hmm.
right? Finding a way to push him away, making the things she fears most happen as an inevitability.
Right.
Or tell her to cut it out.
Well, telling her to cut it out, though, as we know, doesn't work. What do you tell her when she does this, Matt?
Usually I just try and ignore it and just let her know that I love her and that...
You're 19.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 23.
Yeah.
Mm.
And anything unusual about... She said she was a child of an alcoholic. Anything going on with her life?
No, she's sober. She'll drink occasionally at clubs.
What does she do for a living?
For a living?
Nurse.
Right now, I'm bringing home the bacon.
Mm-hmm. What does she do for a living?
Nothing?
She used to work as a stripper.
Ooh. Interesting. Didn't have that in her voice. And she's not doing it anymore.
No.
Why not?
She quit. Didn't like it.
I see. She quit. And she's looking for a new job?
You know, right now I just got a new job myself that pays really, really well.
Right.
And pretty much no.
Okay. All right. Well, she did some stripping. She has a dad who was an alcoholic. She's got some issues.
She's an abuse survivor.
I think we suggested, Matt, that she look into Al-Anon.
Yeah, I'd still say the same thing.
I'm going to say the same thing.
Yeah, well, she's sober, though. She's in recovery of her own.
Well, no, he just said she's sober and drinks a little at clubs.
Yeah, right. So she needs, really what she needs to do is focus on a program of recovery, whether it's codependency recovery or alcohol recovery, whatever her, we don't really know her story. She's an alcoholic, got to get sponsored, work the steps. And with the sponsor, lay this crap on her.
Right.
This stuff she's feeling, this insecurity and crazy feeling she has about her boyfriend, lay it on the sponsor and take direction from the sponsor, and that's that.
She give that phone number out for the people who are interested in Al-Anon. And alcohol, Al-Anon is what, for children who...
People involved with alcoholics.
Okay.
It takes you off the alcoholic and helps you grow away from the craziness of that relationship so you can really support their recovery genuinely rather than have all of your own concerns and fears and issues sort of acted out upon them. The number for Al-Anon is 888-4-Al-Anon. 888-4-Al-Anon. A-L-A-N-O-N.
All right. And let's go to Ricky, who's 21. Ricky?
Hello.
What's up?
What's up, Adam and Drew?
What's up? Ricky?
This is a story. About 5 or 6 months ago, me and two of my friends were at a party. I met the girl first. She came home. We were all pretty well drunk and messed up, and I slept with her. Later that night, my roommate slept with her, and earlier that next morning, another one of my friends slept with her. Well, about 3 months ago, she got a hold of me and told me that she was pregnant. And she doesn't know whose it is, obviously. So now all three of us know, and she's trying to get money from all three of us. And even though she doesn't know whose it is, all three of us have serious girlfriends and don't want to tell our girlfriends that, you know, obviously what happened. And I don't have any clue what to do, actually.
Did you have a girlfriend at the time?
Yeah. All three of us did, actually.
Is this another San Diego State student?
At the time.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so that's...
Same girlfriend.
It's good reason for them not to find out about this. Well, you guys got to pool your money and have her killed. I mean, you get some drifter in San Diego. Yeah, get some guys going into Mexico, you know. $1,500, $2,000. Gerard, I don't want to sound like I'm giving out irresponsible advice, but I don't see any other answer.
The way you've always dealt with these situations.
Is this woman an adult? Is she over 18?
Yeah, she's 22.
What is it she's wanting money for?
Like the hospital bills now, like all of her, like her doctor appointments, stuff like that. She doesn't have insurance or anything, so.
Why doesn't she have insurance?
I'm not sure. I'm getting more to know her now, like just from over the phone or calling, but before I didn't know her, so.
Right, right. Well, she's obviously, there's some chaos, right?
Right.
And she's not the stablest of persons. But none of the three of you used a condom, huh?
No.
Interesting. And, well, San Diego State, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, what do you want? It's a big junior college next to Mexico. It's actually, San Diego State is actually, I just read a little tidbit in the USA Today. It's actually the largest, closest junior college in proximity to Tijuana.
Nice.
Actually, according to the answer. I know you guys think of it as a four-year university, but I think of it as two-year junior college.
I understand. She's extorting money from you all, and I don't understand only one of you has any real responsibility, right?
Right.
Well, she's playing on the fact that none of them knows for sure. Well, Drew, what do you do in a case like this? When can they determine paternity?
I don't believe until delivery.
There's no way of doing it.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that's what we've been told, is that it can.
Because they have to get a blood sample from the child.
Yeah, that's right. And
how far along is she?
I'd say now, I think she's five or six months.
It seems like you guys need an attorney.
Yeah, but we don't want to make this into a big deal, Drew. These guys got old ladies.
Yeah, but they have a right to confidential legal advice and get some direction on what they should be doing, how to protect themselves.
These guys are college kids.
They're going to be paying the doctor's bills shortly if they don't,
Yeah, this is a crazy predicament, and you don't even know if it's any of your children.
Right.
That's right, too.
I got an idea.
Also, another problem is, do I tell my girlfriend or not?
No. How dare you flirt with the truth?
Did you have her? Was she your girlfriend at the time this happened?
Yes, she's been my girlfriend for a long time.
Goofball. All three of them. Drew, what show are you listening to?
No, I heard that they now have girlfriends. It wasn't clear that they all at that time.
I went and hit it hard. It's a big stipulation.
Ugh.
Okay, here's what you need to do, Ricky.
All right.
You need to say, look, the second this child is born, we are getting a paternity test. Okay?
Right.
Now, the three of us cannot contribute until we find out the who owns, basically, or who's responsible for this child. The second that is established, then there's legal precedent to get money from this person, maybe even retroactively, meaning this person now owes you for the medical cost of delivering the child, the pregnancy, and everything like that. I don't think you can give her anything until then, and you have to explain that to her. Now, you can tell her, okay, you can tell everyone's girlfriend, you can make a stink about it, it's not going to change anything. I mean, sure, the old lady's going to be pissed off at all three of you, but it's still not going to change the fact that you're not going to give her anything until you establish paternity.
I wonder, though, if from sort of a...
And I bet it may not be either one of the three of you.
That's true, but I wonder from... So let's assume it is one of them. And from morally ethical point of view, they all kind of have a responsibility here.
Well, I would argue if it was me, if I was like guy number, if I was like, if well, guy number one doesn't have a big argument. Guy number two can say that his sperm was pushed forward by guy number three. Like you know when you're hosing leaves in the driveway,
right?
Yeah, that's what my roommate's been saying, is that if it is, it wasn't our fault.
Oh, my God. But, again, be that as it may, maybe all three of them should sort of take responsibility for what they've done here. I mean, who cares which one, the sperm actually reached the target? They all were...
What do you mean? Who cares what you know, when there's a liquor store holdup and the clerk's dead, who pulled the trigger?
All right.
Everyone pulls the trigger. It's whose bullet killed the guy.
All right.
Please, Drew, you make a horrible attorney.
But if somebody's...
Everyone in San Diego should all join in and pay for this kid.
If somebody's standing next to the guy who's pulling the trigger and somebody's driving a car for the guy who's pulling the trigger, they all share a responsibility in the crime.
Right, but the one that's going to do life, the one that's going to get the capital punishment is the one whose bullet dropped the... whatever the nationality, I mean, we know he's not a white guy, but whatever the guy's nationality was of the guy behind the counter at the convenience store, Drew.
Good times.
It could be Korean. I don't know. Ricky?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Get an attorney, right?
No, you don't get...
Establish paternity.
Drew, you're thinking, get an attorney. 21-year-old college students getting attorneys?
Go to Legal Aid Society. Just get some direction. You do it for free.
Okay, all right. Go to Legal Aid Society and get some direction
all
for
right.
free.
There you go.
I'm with you on that. Tell her you need to establish paternity. John?
Hello?
You're 24?
Yeah.
You got 7 jaywalking tickets in Burbank in 3 months?
Yep.
They're really concerned about the health of their citizens over there. Rape bank. Why did you get all these tickets?
I work at the Disney Channel building.
Right.
And there's this...
Oh, on Olive and Riverside? Where?
Yeah. Right where Riverside and Alameda cross.
Yeah.
And there's a little street in between there, and there's just like 7 cops that just hang out there all day.
Near the Bobs?
Yeah.
Where you and I used to... Remember that?
No, that's not near the Bobs.
It's about like a block and a half away.
Oh. Yeah. It's a lot of... I think there's like a rape bank... Has like 4 motorcycle cops for every citizen.
Dry anal rape. Darbank.
Dry anal rape bank.
Darbank.
Yeah. Okay. Huh? That doesn't make sense to the people who know what we're talking about. Yeah. It's a lot of that. 7 jaywalking tickets.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Well, you really learned a valuable lesson, John.
It says one of them was when you were on crutches.
Yeah.
That's the important part. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what they do with their money in Rape Bank because the place looks like crap. It's certainly, there's no beautification program that's going on in that godforsaken dump of a city.
John, it was in the same little street every time?
Same street. And, I'd gotten to know the cop after a while because, he's the guy working there.
Yeah. I know. You know, when Jimmy used to work at K-Rock, when K-Rock was in Rape Bank, he knew his motorcycle cop who gave him all the tickets, too. You actually, I'll tell you, that's one thing. I guess, I think that's what they mean by community policing over there, where the actual community actually gets to know the motorcycle cop who's raping their wallet. It's lovely.
Did he have an explanation for his diligence?
No.
Do you have an explanation for continuing to walk across the same damn street repeatedly in spite of knowing there's a cop sitting there giving out jaywalking tickets?
Well, the first time I crossed in the middle of the street.
Yeah, how about the 7th time?
Right, no. After that, I tried it again because I kind of forgot. I guess. It was like Homer Simpson or something.
Yeah. And how about the 7th time?
No. But then like the 3rd or 4th time, I'd see the cop that I'd realize and walk all the way down to the crosswalk.
Yeah.
The light there, it's green for like 30 seconds, and then it just turns like yellow and red. So he would like follow me, and I'd walk across, and he'd be waiting on the other side, and he's like, you didn't make it, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, the same thing I got at the signal.
That is nuts.
I know.
Listen, they have no shame. They have no shame in that godforsaken city. And why, thanks for calling, John, why anyone would want to live in that smoggy pit, that hellhole? That ugly, ugly hellhole. And why all that industry doesn't support them.
Too bad the man show's not filming anymore.
Listen, I wish that all the businesses that were in Burbank, all the Disney's and the ABC's Warner Brothers, all those places would just send a memo out to the Burbank PD or the Rape Bank PD and explain to them, if you don't stop harassing everyone who drives through this city, we're just going to pull up roots and move. They pay so much in taxes, and they just get raped by those cops over there. All right, it's great. Yeah, you're saving lives, though, saving tons of lives. Oh, why do I have to drive through that crappy rape bank again? I'm gonna get pulled over, and some cops is gonna try to kill me. It's gonna be great. Drew, if I come up missing, this is what happened. What? Where?
A rape bank.
Thank you. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. There's Drew. All right, let's plow through a few calls here, Drew. Tim?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've got a 21-year-old girlfriend, and about a couple months ago, I bought an LSD pill from a friend, and it turns out that it was a pregnancy, or what do they call that?
Birth control?
Yeah, it was a birth control pill.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted her to get pregnant.
Why? You're 17.
My own reasons. Our own reasons, I mean.
Well, what are they?
I'd rather not discuss them, but...
Raising someone for ritualistic abuse? Is that like some sort of cult practices?
He wants to play on the same high school team as his son.
I see.
That's his... What do you mean, what reasons? What do you mean you don't want to talk about it?
I just don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's tough ass. Why? Why do you want to have a kid at 17?
I don't know.
Listen, this guy'd be a great poker player, wouldn't he? Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
You have to explain to us why you want to have a kid at 17 or I'm going to hang
up
on you.
That's not my problem, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is on this show. Let me tell you what we talk about on this show, everybody. Whatever I want to talk about. That's our topic for tonight.
And amen.
And every single night. All right? That's it.
Well, more importantly, what they perceive as the problem may not be the problem.
Yes, we'll decide what the problem is, and that's what we'll talk about. Angel?
Yeah, hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
About a month and a half ago, I started sleeping with my mom's friend, mm-hmm. who's 10 years older than me, and...
Your mom's 27-year-old friend. How old is your mom?
37.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's her friend?
They met through some people, and they're I guess you couldn't say friend, they're friends, they're more like, acquaintances, but they know each other.
They're friends.
And they have mutual friends.
More like acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, and is your mom married?
No, she's engaged.
To some other guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and this is a man... you're sleeping with her, or a woman?
Yeah, 27-year-old guy, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And she recently kind of read my journal.
Oh, boy.
And found, like, I didn't specifically write it. I guess there was something in there that led her to believe, because she let him and I go to a concert together.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she suspected ever since then. And she confirmed me about it, and... Now, not only are her friends basically telling me that there's all these things about him that I don't know.
And like what?
Like he got with this 14-year-old girl or something that basically looked 8 and that he's into younger women. And
well, you know, we know that for a fact.
Okay, well,
why are they hanging out with this guy if they know all this about him?
Well, I don't think they're hanging out. All these people kind of do something in this, I don't want to be, I hope no one's listening, but they all know each other in some way. It's not like they're hanging out.
Are they involved in a similar church or project?
Yeah. They're all Santeria.
What is it, church?
Santeria.
No. It's in the arts.
Theater or something?
Yeah.
They're all rodeo clowns.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so they all hang around with this guy. They all seem to know the guy's rap. And you've sort of fallen
victim
to this guy.
No, I don't have feelings for him. I don't want a relationship, but...
All right, well, then you'll have no problem cutting him out.
I enjoy the friendship.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. I do have feelings. Which is it?
She loves the friendship.
I enjoy the friendship, but that's what I keep telling everybody, but no one will listen to me.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry.
They're right for not listening.
Yeah, you're not convincing anyone, least of all us.
What friendship do you have with this guy who likes to F kids?
I enjoy sleeping with him.
Yeah, all right. That's not a friendship.
Where's your daddy?
I don't know. Like, he's somewhere back east. Yeah. I haven't talked to him since I was...
Having an unavailable man is something that feels good to you.
Yeah.
And that's not a friendship. It's not a friendship. That's somebody who's exploiting that part of you.
Exploiting? Okay, well, but so that this is not functional. This is so then you're
given first of all, given that you don't have any feelings for him and it's not a relationship, what do you care?
Okay. I enjoy the company of
Look,
him.
Angel, stop enjoy trying to convince.
Of him raping you?
No. It's not like that. I'm so close to being 18. It's not even funny.
All right. But listen, here's the thing. Here's what goes on. Your daddy cuts out.
Adam.
No.
She's just coughing. She's
I'm just,
fine.
No, I'm nervous. I'm just
You're
just
okay,
talking.
Baby. Hey, baby.
Okay. Yeah, hi, Adam.
Yeah, hey, we're cool.
I know you are.
Drew. Don't worry about Drew over there.
I'm not. Drew's great, though.
He's all right. He's got his panties in a bunch tonight. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And here's what goes on. Your dad splits and leaves you sort of in this state emotionally. Then you hook up with a guy, and I don't mean you, I mean everybody and you. Then you hook up with this guy, and it doesn't feel like you're being exploited because it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy pays attention to you, he's older, he sort of fills that daddy void, and it feels good. And when Drew, we try to explain to people, oh, you're being exploited, it's easy to say to a guy you're being exploited when he's working in a salt mine for 5 cents a day. Oh, yeah, he feels exploited. But tell a guy he's being exploited when what he's doing feels good,
especially,
and it's hard for them to believe
especially
it.
Especially when exploitation is all you know in an intimate relationship, is what you expect from intimacy.
Yes. Now, here's the deal. Angel sounds relatively mature for a 17-year-old. She's close to 18. Maybe she's a little wise beyond her years. This guy's not a great guy.
Awful guy.
He's a bad guy. And she needs to know that. And her mom's instincts are right, even though her mom's a
piece of work.
Piece of work, too. And all the friends in the acting troupe or whatever are right, too. Yeah. Okay? I don't trust this guy. It's not going anywhere. And stop trying to convince yourself that, oh, it doesn't mean anything. It's okay.
It's just a friendship. I just enjoy his company. Nonsense.
All right. I got to talk to someone real fast. Zane?
Yeah.
Your friends, folks are fanatical religious folks?
Yeah, I've, been homeschooled, my whole life.
Oof.
And, I'm, going into my high school year, and I'm, still being, homeschooled, and it's, really depressing.
Oof.
And I only go to, this, one day a week school, and I don't really have, much of a social life. And
oh,
I'm
boy.
I'm really depressed.
What religion are your parents?
They're Christian.
Hmm. Jews don't get into that homeschooling business.
Mm-mm.
No matter how fanatical they are, they're not into it.
They're into competition.
Yeah. Plus, you send a guy to public school's free. What's the big deal? He should stay and wear out our carpet when he could go for free? Fat. Hey, Zane?
Yeah?
There's no real good answer here for you because you're 14 and it's going to be difficult to tell you, you don't really have any rights. You're not emancipated or anything.
Try to convince them to let you go to school.
Otherwise,
go away to college. Soon, maybe you can get into college early. That could be your goal.
You ace all
graduate
your
high school at 16, go to college.
Do you take the, now we take your HSATs, your home SATs, mm-hmm. Administered by your, who does that? Like the mailman? Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, that's the show. Oh, Insane Clown Posse on Sunday.
That's going to be action-packed.
All right. I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones all week. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job.
In spite of
the latter part of the week. This just came in here and slept on Wednesday. And then I want to thank Lauren. Stop flipping them pages.
I can't stop.
I want to thank Lauren for doing a bang-up job all week, and Ken for doing a very nice job filling in for Engineer Anderson. So, until next time. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.